Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Adventureketeers. It's me, Ben Blacker.
And me, Ben Acker.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour is returning with brand new episodes starting Monday, October 29th. Available on all the podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. What do you use for your podcast?
Whatever's on my phone.
Please subscribe to our Patreon page right now so that we can pay for everything and give you great stuff in return. You won't be paying for this episode. This is free.
Gratis.
It's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. So we hope you enjoy these new episodes. I'm confident you will.
Then I'm confident that they will. You will. You guys will.
This is Ben Acker.
And Ben Blacker.
See you. In hell.
Not if I see you first.
And now, coming to you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the nation's favorite new time podcast in the style of old time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour. Recorded live at Largo at the Coronet in Hollywood, California, America.
Tonight's episode, Beyond Belief, The Skeleton Brief, starring Paul F. Tompkins and Paget Brewster as those married mediums, Frank and Sadie Doyle. Also starring Annie Savage and Autumn Reeser as Frankenstein girls, Michael McMillan as the liquor delivery boy, Ken, and Rich Summer and Adam Savage as skeletons.
Narration by Hal Lublin, music by the Andy Paley Orchestra, sound effects by Cayenne Chris Conroy. The Thrilling Adventure Hour is directed by Aaron Ginsberg and written by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker and produced by Acker and Blacker and Type 55 Films.
It's time to send the little ones to Dreamland and set your radio's dial to spooky. Bolt the doors, lock your windows, and steal yourself a mysterious suspense in this evening's final feature, Beyond Belief. Meet Frank and Sadie Doyle, the toast of the upper crust, headliners on the society pages. And oh yes, they see ghosts.
Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Unless evil's carrying the martini tray, darling.
Join the Doyles in tonight's dark episode, The Skeleton Brief. Our story begins high above Park Avenue in the famed Plaza Hotel, where Frank and Sadie Doyle enjoy one another in the way they know best.
Frank, darling, after all we've seen and done and drunk, is there anything that scares you?
Well, I knew fear before I knew you. Then I knew you. Well, why? Is there something I should fear?
Well, I feel as though there ought to be.
Hold that thought.
You're getting the door.
Well, that was my intention.
Is it courting fate? We were just speaking of fear. So what if at our door is something fearsome?
Well, I would indulge the idea and never answer the door. Only we are expecting Ken, the liquor delivery boy.
Oh, right. How do I look? All right?
You look outstanding.
Ah, then to the door with you.
Wait, how do I look? Do I look all right? Oh,
you look splendid.
Then to the door with me. Oh. Well, you're not Ken. You're not Ken. You're two people. And not even quite that.
It's not Ken?
Not at all.
Is it something we should fear?
Even less.
Hello, we're two people.
We absolutely are.
We're your, what are people to each other? Neighbors. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
We're people.
Sure you are.
We are.
Only you're not, are you?
What?
What?
Can't a person who is a person drop by his neighbor's to borrow a cup of sugar or something without baseless accusations about whether he's a person?
Look at my skull.
Face.
Look at my face. And tell me I'm not a person.
My mistake. You are obviously just as you say.
Thank you.
A skeleton.
That's right.
Oh, no.
What?
Never mind. Is that why you've come?
Who?
You. Mentioned you'd care to borrow a cup of sugar or something.
Or something.
Are we to guess what it is you'd like to borrow?
You will never, ever guess.
Then let's skip right to the inevitable ending. There's the door.
We already saw the door.
Yes, remember, we just came in through it.
Yes, it does work the other way as well.
Go ahead and see for yourselves.
Do you give up?
Look, not to scare you, but remember how you know how you think we're just two regular guys?
It's not what we think.
Well, you're wrong.
We're not two plain guys. We just look like we are.
You look like skeletons with some fleshy parts.
Guess what we are.
Try to guess. You won't be able to.
Are you skeletons with some fleshy parts?
Wow.
Well, I can't believe you guessed that.
No offense, but you are a natural born guesser.
We are skeletons with some fleshy parts, but that is not all.
Look, you can't see it, but under these suits and the flesh we've got under them, we have some organs and muscle and what?
Half
a respiratory system.
Each.
Not to mention what?
1/8.
An eighth of a circulatory system.
Total, give or take.
You can see how you could see that we were regular run-of-the-mill guys because of how we're wearing some clothes and all this skin and flesh.
But we aren't. Guess what we are? We're skeletons.
Did you two come here hoping to borrow some organs?
No!
No!
No! Absolutely not.
Us? No! Us! No!
You got us.
We want your livers.
Yes, both currently and constantly.
With no plans to stop.
But what if we told you that we really wanted your livers?
Oh, well then, I would have to tell you not to. Our livers have really lived.
We know! That's why we want them!
Your livers are the strongest ones there are.
Which is why we need them.
Tell them about the girls.
Guys, we met someone.
Girls?
Frankenstein girls.
You say that as if it's a thing that people know what it is.
You know, Frankenstein girls.
I do not know the Frankenstein girls.
Patchwork people. Pretty ones.
Yowza.
They have legs up to here.
Not actually.
Oh, no, that would be a manufacturing error. What I mean to say is that they have legs, and I like their legs that they have.
We both do. Him and me.
Frankenstein girls are equal parts beauty queen and girl next door.
Not equal parts, but nearly.
And you're collecting organs to impress these Frankensteinian girls.
You know what? When you say it, I feel like you're getting it.
So you can see that we need your livers. Is there a better reason than true love?
You're in love with these girls?
Yes!
The most! And they will return the favor once they get a load of our livers.
Our livers.
But in us.
Oh, that's them!
Why would it be them? Oh, it's Ken! Ken, you are a sight... Ken, you are a sight for empty glasses.
Hey, Mr. D, Mrs. D.
Come in, Ken. Bring our liquor and do not pay any mind to these two.
Oh, you got Halloween decorations this good. You leave them up however long you want.
What?
Us?
Oh, they talk, too? That's great.
Of course we talk. We're just people, neighbors.
Yeah, okay. Everyone watch your toes. Okay. Ah, there you go.
And there you go.
Little something extra?
Oh, Mr. D, Mrs. D, you've done so much for me, I just can't thank you enough. I mean, here's me trying. Thank you so much. I mean it.
Can I assure you, we feel the same way.
I'll miss you. Goodbye, Mr. D. Mrs. D.
Yes, goodbye, Ken, darling. Until tomorrow.
Mrs. D, this is my last delivery. I got into college. Harvard, the college.
Well, then our letter of recommendation helped.
Well, we couldn't be prouder, Ken. Most of our liquor delivery boys do not retire pre-mortem.
Well, I couldn't have done it without learning a strong work ethic from you two. So thanks.
Well, that can't possibly be true, but you're welcome.
Oh, no, it is true. I have to keep track of your orders and make sure we have all the inventory to fill them, and then I bring them here. Well, they don't just give anyone the Doyle account.
So Harvard, huh?
Yeah, some big brains on you, huh?
That's so neat. How do you get them to talk?
It's getting them to stop that's been the problem.
That's probably a switch. You'll find it. Anyways, bye. Thanks again, Mr. D. Mrs. D.
Make us proud, Ken.
Oh, good kid.
I will miss him. Unlike them.
Well, hey, we can take a hint, right?
What?
We'll show ourselves out.
We will?
Come on.
Suddenly they can take a hint.
Well, perhaps they just needed leaving to be modeled for them. Perhaps we crack open one of these bottles from one of these boxes.
Look who's back. And covered in blood.
It's us. We're back. And better than before. Watch. Caravaggio works display the greatest chiaroscuro in art history.
How is that better than before?
At best, it's a lateral move.
Yeah. Now, what about this? The sum of the square roots of any two sides of an isosceles triangle is equal to the square root of the remaining side. What did you do?
And to whom?
Hey, Mr. D, Mrs. D, sorry to bother you, but I don't think these guys are Halloween decorations. They killed me, and instead of going to college, I guess I'm a zombie now.
Oh, Ken!
I know. And now I got no brains at all, and all I want to do is eat brains. Is that irony? I used to could tell.
You skeletons, you give Ken his brain back this instant.
Don't you hate it when you put your skin on and you get it all perfect, but then you have to undo it every time you got to put organs in or take them out?
If we waited until last to put it on, we'd look really weird, carrying around a bunch of skin.
Now, who's this?
Not your mama, it's the Frankenstein girls.
This is the place, Peg. This is great. I can't believe our secret admirers live here.
They do not.
Oh, I bet they have kidneys and lungs and just all sorts of organs.
And muscles and teeth for smiling with.
Hands to hold.
Lips to kiss.
And hearts to fill with feelings.
And livers. Livers are the dreamiest.
Could we talk to you over here?
I don't see why not.
Look, we left notes for the girls.
Back when we were just skeletons?
We asked them to meet us here because we figured we'd be completely dressed by now.
Please do not blow this for us.
These are nice girls.
So come on, give us your livers.
Can we talk to you over there?
Okay.
We need you to return Ken's brain to him.
He got into Harvard. The college? He'll need his brains there.
Do not blow this for him.
Can I talk to all of you over here?
Yes, why not? Yes, dear, of course.
I have an idea, kind of, but it's hard because I don't have a brain, kind of.
What's your idea, Ken?
Take it slowly.
Mr. D, Mrs. D, what if you,
pretend the skeletons have our livers so they can impress the girls?
Yes, and in return, the skeletons,
give you back your brains?
Yes, that's exactly what I kind of thought of.
Good thinking. I say yes.
Me too, skeletons.
Do you mind if we talk to each other over here?
Knock yourselves out.
You got it.
It's a deal.
Excuse us, ladies. My two friends and I are... We're going to go to the bathroom together for a moment.
Who are those handsome guys?
Oh, they're just a pair of fellows with the top livers in town. And Ken?
Really?
Is there anything more tops than a top liver?
That's why I fell for Frank. The strength of his liver told the strength of his character.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Ah, they return, those fine young men with those terrific livers.
And me with my brains again.
Brains? You have brains?
I do. I'm using them to go to Harvard the College.
Right now or...
No, no. Soon.
What's happening here?
The only thing foxier than livers is brains.
I've always said.
So, big brain, you have time to get an ice cream soda with a couple of Frankenstein gals?
Wait. No.
And then maybe we go roller skating.
Frankenstein girls, no.
And then hold hands.
Oh, golly, yes. Just because I don't have a pulse doesn't mean I'm dead.
Technically, though, Ken, you are dead.
I know. Wait till my Harvard roommate finds out. He'll get an A for sure.
I would not watch that show.
Oh, I would.
Oh, come on. I'll tell you girls all about what I bet Harvard the College is like.
That zombie we made stole our Frankenstein girls.
Darlings, don't be upset. You didn't want those Frankenstein girls anyway.
No, we did.
We really did.
Come here. Now, listen to me. Any girl you have to change that much for isn't worth it.
Yes, darling, it's what's on the inside that matters.
Even if all that's inside is a stack of bones held together by some secondhand shriveling cartilage and black magic.
You know what? These liver havers are right. We shouldn't pretend to be who we aren't.
Whom?
Let's get rid of all this borrowed skin and guts and muscle and stuff right here on this clean floor.
Oh, hey, you know, could we put some newspaper down at least? No? All right, fine.
I have never felt freer or more myself.
You are a good-looking guy. You know that?
Back at you, pal.
You know what? I think I saw a bar down the street.
That's why we moved here.
I am going to buy you a drink with the money from this wallet that was in the clothes that we took from that guy whose clothes we stole.
That drink is just going to spill right over my hyoid bone and fall right out through my rib cage, but you are on because I'll enjoy the company.
Which is the best reason to have a drink with someone?
That's hardly true at all.
No. The best reason to have a drink with most people is to have that drink.
Yeah. Oh, should we stop them, darling? After all, they did slaughter their way into all of that gristle they left on our floor.
Well, Sadie, love, sometimes the greatest comeuppance is a lesson well learned. They lost the Frankenstein girls, yes, but they learned something about being themselves. Oh, look out the window. Look at them run across the street. Why, I bet they just...
They got hit by a bus.
Sadie, love, sometimes the greatest comeuppance is getting hit by a bus.
It seems Frank and Sadie make no bones about their love. Join the Doyles next month when they once again walk beyond belief in a spooky episode titled Reaper Madness.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.